This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and Britain have announced new sanctions on two of Moscow's richest businessmen who are also close Putin allies, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Alisher Usmanov and Roman Abramovich were both early targets of Western sanctions after the Ukraine invasion, which forced Abramovich to sell the Chelsea Football Club. U.S. officials say the new designations aim to reinforce those penalties. The Treasury Department's also citing a Russian-controlled bank in Hungary, which it says allows Moscow to boost its intelligence presence in Europe, among other things. It's a rare step aimed at a NATO ally. Hungary's hard-right leader is considered Putin's strongest advocate in the European Union. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's deputy foreign minister acknowledged Wednesday that detained U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich has not been granted consular access 2 weeks after his arrest. The Wall Street Journal journalist was arrested in Russia on claims of espionage, which he denies. The U.S. State Department has said it sought consular access to Gershkovich since learning of his arrest. U.S. President Joe Biden has said Northern Ireland must, quote, not go back to the violence that scarred it for years, and urged politicians to resolve a political crisis that has left the region without a functioning government.
To sustain the peace, unleash this incredible economic opportunity, which is just beginning, I promise you. You think I'm joking? It's just beginning. We get this, keep it going.
Biden is in Northern Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of the 1998 Good Friday peace agreement that ended 30 years of sectarian violence. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.